Welcome back. You're listening to Graphene 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. We are 2 days away from les vacances scolaires, semaine B, where we get either to spend a joyous next 2 weeks with our children, a very stressful week away, perhaps doing some skiing, which is what we're going to be doing. It won't be stressful. It'll be great. Or relaxing, or going someplace fun, or staying at home and having a staycation. What is clear is whatever you do and whatever choices you make for the next 2 weeks, including Valentine's Day, don't forget, is that you champion it and you are true to yourself and your own convictions, as does Sarah Dugas, who is a Canadian vocalist from Halifax, Nova Scotia. She's renowned on the East Coast music scene for her dynamic range and ability to blend soul, funk, and R&B influences. She's been active since 2010, and this is a cover that we all know originally by Queen. We Are the Champions, and it's a funk cover, and it's featuring her amazing, fantastic voice. Now, I sing a little bit. I'm not a great singer. I'm an okay singer. And I can appreciate the amount of control and precision it takes to sing what she just sang with such resonance and depth and difference to what the original version of the Queen We Are the Champions song is. I just thought that was just fantastic. It's not like this is not my favorite kind of music, but it is certainly impressive. The next song, talking about champions, do you know anybody who has like a, I don't know how to say this without sounding insulting. Okay, who has a sense of self-worth that is a slightly exaggerated. So I knew this dude when I was in high school. I was working at a fudge candy making store in the biggest mall of the world at the time. And he was, he really thought he was the cat's meow. He would come to work in his scout uniform, claiming that women, and he had this like a really scratchy, like broom kind of mustache. And he was convinced that women loved him more in his scout uniform because uniforms were sexy. Anyway, that kind of idea, he really thought he was a champion. He was fantastic, but he was fun to work with because I thought he was hilarious. But in my mind's eye, I just didn't see what he saw in himself in the mirror. Slightly envious because I certainly didn't see myself as anything interesting when I'm sure I was more interesting than I let myself out to be. So this talk is about this song by the Trailer Park Boys. Now, the Trailer Park Boys is a Canadian. I don't know if they're iconic. It was a show, and it was a franchise that expanded from 2001 to multiple seasons and specials and live tours and podcasts and so on. And it gained international cult popularity. And it was a TV show about the satirical take on working class maritime life. And one of the characters in this TV show was Bubbles. And he was a dude who thought he was greater than life with these Coke bottle glasses and this really over the top personality. And apparently that's what you see on the Trailer Park Boys is really that guy. It's not an actor acting into that guy. That is Bubbles. So this song is called The Kitty Man Sea Shanty and is performed by the show characters, the main voice being Bubbles.
There once was a cat with a hungry belly. The name of the cat was Whiskers Jelly. His throat was dry and his bowl was bare. Meow, me furry cats meow. Soon may the kitty man come with birds and mice and some tasty nums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. Well, Jelly got his boys and they gathered round. They scattered seeds from a sack they found. In hopes the seeds they spread on the ground would bring small critters about. Soon may the kitty man come with birds and mice and some tasty nums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. While the gang was bored and morale had dipped, till one of the seeds grew green catnip. They sniffed and they snacked and they all got ripped. They all had a meow that night. Soon may the kitty man come with birds and mice and some tasty nums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. While their heads were hung and the morn was nigh, the nip was strong and they all got high. Their bellies were shrunk and their bowls still dry. Oh, bring us some ice today. Soon may the kitty man come with birds and mice and some tasty nums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full.
That made me laugh out loud, actually. So, anyway, sorry. We'll eat till the bellies are full. So, I urge you to look for the lyrics online. If you understand a little bit of English, or if you enjoy learning about English idioms, this is a good place to maybe go because it's full of puns. This song is full of puns. Again, it's called The Kitty Man Sea Shanty, C-C-A-E-A Shanty by the Trailer Park Boys. And I thought it was really funny. The next song on the list is by 3 Days Grace. So founded in 1997 in Ontario, this is one of Canada's most successful alternative rock bands. They've released multiple platinum albums. They've achieved over 1 billion global streams. And They were known for their emotional intensity and relatable lyrics. It was just fantastic. So they are just fantastic. They had a recent, not a recent, like in 12, 13 years ago, their lead singer changed to Matt Walst. And they've also received multiple Billboard mainstream rock singles and a Juno Award nominations. They're just a really great group. So this is the song from, I don't know which album. I'm sorry, I forgot. So this is, it might be from their 2013 album. It's called So-Called Life on Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with the Doctor. So I said that this was from their 2013 album, and that was incorrect. It was from their 2022 album, Explosion. It was a very, I don't know if I can say angry, but I certainly connect with this. I like that kind of music. I really enjoy it. I like feeling the beat, you know, like the beat from the bass. I just love it. My family doesn't love it though. So if my parents are listening right now, I'm so sorry, Mom and Dad. This is the kind of music that I like. I know that you like The Who and The Guess Who and, I don't know, Neil Young, and a lot of folky music. I do play a lot of folky music. It has influenced my life greatly as I've grown up because I love the stories and the lyrics that songs play. And with this recent song. I really connect with that song by 3 Days Grace because it's important to put yourself into perspective, take a few steps back and really understand what life represents to you. Not a so-called life, but a really true life. That said, on a Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, the next two songs are from the same band. They're called These Kids Wear Crowns. So this band here, you can hear my papers move. They're a pop rock band from Chilliwack, British Columbia, and they were active for about 9 years, from 2006 to 2015. They rose to national attention through Much Music. It was a TV show that had that played videos, and they toured Canada extensively. They released this album Jumpstart in 2010, which is where these two songs come from. And their style blends like catchy melodies with theatrical high energy live performances. So let's take a listen to These Kids Wear Crowns, back to back, two songs called We All Fall Down and Break It Up.
This is the place we go when the lights turn low and there's no misleading our true feelings show. Let me
as you break into the day. But now you're gone and you're far away, far from reflections of youth, of when you weren't dazed. It's a shame.
So what about your princess?
What about your princess?
So what are you gonna say?
Shake it out, we know you all too well.
Shake, shake, shake it up. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, I think it's to segue into the next song by the Killjoys. It's called Rave and Drool, and it's more my speed of alternative rock. They are an alternative rock band from Ontario. They formed in 1987. And they were active until the early 2000s, known for their darkly melodic, emotionally charged alternative rock. Their music combined punk energy with accessible melodies, apparently. And they toured with Our Lady Peace and other Canadian rock acts and I thought that was really cool, touring with Our Lady Peace, because the lead singer of Our Lady Peace is just a hottie, even still today. He's just a hot tamale man. That said, we are going to talk about this chaotic energy. They are just insane and I really enjoy them. So this is the Killjoys on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, and their song Rave and Drool.
I come undone, wound to I know that I'm wrong and you were right. I can't look you in the face and settle with my normal grace. You can't put me on the shelf, then take me down again when you feel like myself.
I like the way that ended. It just kind of abruptly just finished. Bah, I'm done. I'm done for today. The next song on the list is called Miss Mary by the Dead South. Now, I want to remind you, I reminded you last week, I'll remind you this week again. They will be in Paris on March 10th at the Olympia. Oops, my phone is ringing. Is my phone ringing? What's going on? It shouldn't be ringing because I turned it off. Sorry. So that they are going to be the Olympia at on March 10th, and it's a rare European show, and I suggest all of you to buy tickets and say this is fantastic. They had viral success from the song that I had you guys listen to last week, which is In Hell I'll Be in Good Company. And this is from their album called Illusion and Doubt from 2016. This is Dead South and their song Miss Mary, this phenomenal bluegrass country folk music band that has incredible banjo. My goodness.
She threw his body in a way to plastic bag to cover up the rancid smell and the decay of my man. Oh, what a tragic plan. Miss Mary and her man. Never killed no one before, never seen such blood. When she heard a man, she grabbed that six-shooter gun. There's nothing he could do, nothing he could say. He was naked with another woman, screwing around today. She took too many pills. Voices in her head are calling out. Miss Mary and her man. She woke up from a dream, seeing blood about. Her husband was innocent, she killed him anyhow. La 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 la. Oh, Miss Mary, shooting about, kill a man with illusion.
That was The Dead South. Now, I really like this band because of the banjo and the lead singer who sings with that raspy voice. You know, it's almost like the devil singing to you, and it makes me feel just energized. I just love it. So that was the Big Dirty Band is the next one. That was The Dead South. The next song on the list on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctors, I Fought the Law. It's a cover, and it's by the Big Dirty Band. So this Big Dirty Band is a Canadian rock super group. So it consists of members from Big Sugar, the Headstones, and so on. They were formed for apparently this Countdown to Liquor Day soundtrack by the Trailer Park Boys band, or like the song that we listened to last week, the Kitty Cat Sea Shanty, I think that's what it was. And this was a one-off collaboration highlighting Canadian rock talent. So this is the Big Dirty Band from 2006, I think. Just let me check. Oops. Well, I don't know. I guess I'll tell you in a minute. Let's just listen to it. It's just fantastic. It's fun.
Oh, you check it out. The Big Dirty Band. That's Alex Lifeson.
What, the Dick Tree from Rush?
You buy that for me, Ricky.
I have to buy it. He stole some money for that green and black I hooked him up with.
Rick, stop f***ing around. Put it back.
I am putting it back.
Listen, boss, we got no money. You can't have Ricky.
He said.
I think that was just great. So like I said, this band was formed just for this event. It was for the Trailer Park Boys Countdown to Liquor Day, a soundtrack. And you could hear at the beginning a little skit from the Trailer Park Boys and the famous resonating voice of Bubbles. Anyway, so I thought I'd tell you, it was certainly from 2006, and I thought I'd tell you who the musicians were. It was Rush's Geddy Lee, who played bass, and Alex Lifeson, who played guitar. Thornley's another band, and the Big Rex, Ian Thornley, who did vocals and guitar. 3 Days Grace's, we've listened to them recently, Adam Gontier, vocals and guitar. Die Mannequin's Kari Failure, who does the vocals. You can hear her lovely voice. And the Tea Party's drummer, Jeff Burrows. So I think that's pretty fun. That's fun. It's like a little music festival all in one for this one little video. It's fantastic. The next on the list is called the Anti-Queens and their song Ladders featuring Sarah Blackwood, which is a good segue because Sarah Blackwood has this, oh God, she's fantastic. I think that she is so eclectic in terms of her musical talent. She started out her own little band, and then she replaced her sister with the Creep Show and this alternative band. She's this 5 foot nothing, tiny little firecracker who has the vocals, the voice of, a goddess. And she is amazing to watch live. She's got lots of energy. And this is the Anti-Queens. So who are the Anti-Queens? The Anti-Queens are from Toronto, Ontario, which is where Sarah Blackwood is from. And the core lineup is Emily Bones, Valerie Knox, and Michael Krusty. The band started their activity in around 2010, and they're known for their melodic punk with feminist themes and energetic live shows. So in this thing, there's a little bit of I download all my stuff from YouTube, so sometimes the videos are going to be, there's a story with the video. So with this one in the Anti-Queens and their video Ladders, there's a little story. What's really great, though, is that there's this collaborative kind of, you know, camaraderie, which I really like. This is when we talk about Sarah Blackwood, she can insert herself in any kind of music genre and do a phenomenal job, whether it's acoustic or punk rock. I just love her. And she's the current head vocalist for the band Walk Off the Earth, who I've seen live in concert several times, and they are fantastic. So again, this is the Anti-Queens on Graphic 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctors, featuring Sarah Blackwood and their song, Ladders.
I need some water.
I need beer.
Whew. Wow, that's awesome.
Did a lot of people, did you see?
I think there was a lot of people.
Oh, heck yeah, Anti-Queens.
Hi, Earl.
Goddamn, Mary Beth, you look so sweet up there tonight. That little bow in your hair, and just want to touch it and feel it, and gosh, got something real special for y'all. Look at that. Look at that sweet vanilla goodness right there. It's mother's milk.
Payday. Money. Moolah. Dinero.
Oh.
Thanks,
Miss Bones. You guys want to do a shot or what? Mary Beth, what about you? Well, you guys know where to find me if you need me, so just call Earl.
Yeah!
How do we do?
$11.
American!
My life.
very energetic. Oops. Oh, they're still, it's not singing anymore. All right. So the, back to this kind of, I don't know, similar kind of vibe with female vocalists is strong and screamy and full of energy. We're going to go to Tara Sloan. So Tara Sloan is a Canadian rock vocalist, now a sports broadcaster, originally from Montreal and Toronto. And she was married to one of my friends from high school, actually. They had quite a good relationship, and then, you know, things happen as you grow older and you change and your careers change. And she was Tara Sloan is just, she's a spitfire kind of character, similar to Sarah Blackwood, not the same kind of energy at all, but a similar kind of presence, perhaps on stage. She's the former lead singer of the bands Joy Drop, rock star, and an In Excess contestant co-host on a Canadian TV show. Now she is a major NHL, so it's like National Hockey League, and sports presenter on TV. The art TV show called, or a TV channel, excuse me, not a show, called Sportsnet. Why? So this is an interesting example of a multifaceted career woman transitioning from music to national media. And I think that she's got a really interesting sound to her. So this is Tara Sloan with her song called Suffragette City. As you probably already know, this was a cover from David Bowie's 1972 song, Suffragette City. And personally, I really like her version of it. I think that it's fantastic. It is true to theme and it is very energetic. And apparently, I thought she was finished singing, but I'm wrong. I just recently saw a 2025 example of her singing the same song. The next song on the list is from Stan Rogers, and we'll talk about him in just a second on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett, cried the town. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked four-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both men eggs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
So that was Stan Rogers and Barrett's Privateers. And Why did I choose this song? I like the story. He's a Canadian folk legend from Hamilton, Nova Scotia. And this song was from a 1977 album. And what I think is important about Canadian musicians is that there is this potential for international recognition that often goes unnoticed. So this man, he was active from 1977 until his death in 1983. And he was, I would say, a true representative of his culture, because Canada comes from it's not a melting pot of culture. It is, at least the Canada that I know when I was growing up, you could be something and be Canadian. It wasn't and or. And each province and each area or region has a specific way of talking or a specific way of seeing the world and has their own particular culture. And he was a true representative of where he was from. He is an iconic Canadian folk anthem, widely performed. It is just something that was sung and represented Canadian maritime history, which is really important for Canada, especially in the East Coast. And I thought it was just a beautiful song to share. Now, this has nothing to do with the next song. I've followed by Wren, actually. He's a British musician. And it's another cover from the Bittersweet Symphony from The Verb, which is also a British band. And I just decided that I really liked his version of it, and I thought it'd be a really nice ending for this set on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor, as I leave the house with these reminiscent memories of me in a dark basement playing video games. Bittersweet Symphony is this rendition. It's covered by a Welsh singer-songwriter who is fantastic. Apparently, he has been active since 2010, so he's 35 years old. So right now, so since he was in his 20s, what makes Wren really interesting in the British world is that he speaks very truthfully about his experiences with mental health issues and how he was misdiagnosed for years and on a medley of different kinds of medication and finally finding his way in the world. And he's just this phenomenal musician who's extremely creative and has got a lot of depth and wisdom in what he sings. But this is a cover. Again, I wish you a fantastic evening, a really great Valentine's Day. Don't forget, your partners are important, and a fantastic and safe and full of adventures and outside and sun and wonders and I don't know what else, whatever you need for your vacation to get you through this February hump. The doctor has left the building.
I've got dirt on my Reeboks from staying up all night. Spent my last £10 on this pack of Marlboro Lights. I phoned up Stevie. I said, gee, you all right? He said, it's 6 in the morning, brother. Get some shut-eye. I feel a sense of well-being this time in the morning. Wear my heart out of my hoodie while the city is snoring. Drunks falling off the sidewalks get issued a warning. Distant sirens, they crescendo like a symphony calling. This is the Britain I know. This is the Britain I love. There's poetry inside this city if you listen enough. Working class casualties out on the streets sleep rough, while a mother with her baby takes her pram to the pub. And while she's knocking them down, the cost of living goes up. I can't relate to politicians with the head in the mud. I resonate with messy Fridays with the boy smoking bud. We do our bit to numb the struggle, as below so above, and as above so below. Here in the city we glow. I blow a smoke ring up to heaven and it makes a halo. And then the clock strikes 7, guess it's time to head home. My companion is the city, so I'm never alone. I'm stepping in and out of gaps if the pavement cracks, and if I go to sleep now, now that's an anti-climax. People rise for work and the sun mirrors that. A perfect juxtaposition for those out on the lash. Bear with me. It's beautiful, I think it's irrefutable. There's beauty in a contradicting Britain, indisputable. Junkie in a cubicle, that old spoon is usable. His mother's in a black suit, crying at a funeral. 9 to 5 crucible, this route is not commutable. A kid falls off the tracks and then he serves a stretch at juvenile. Libby's at the dolies, but her disposition's humorful. While Davy's at the bookies and his mates call him delusional. Britain, drink it down and moan about about the weather when the sun starts shining. Feel the factor 10 tremor. Boys, we'll be in it together until the fists start flying like they're Conor McGregor. And then he's out. I think he took it too far. I think the boy saw red. I think he hit him too hard. Now he's face down on the pavement with a face full of tar. Mad how small altercations can define who we are. That's my cue. I guess it's time to head home. It's bittersweet how my high found its way to be low. And I've said it once before, as above, so below. Living on the streets of Britain, you just go with the flow. But I'm done. I'm out for the night. As the sun paints the pavements, I'll turn out the light. White noise on the radio to quiet my mind. Always was an overthinker, just the way I'm designed. Britain, drink it down and moan about the weather. When it's all said and done, we'll be in it all together. Boys, we'll be like it forever. It's a bittersweet symphony, we're birds of a feather.